This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we want to talk about some very intense firearm-related matters. The whole issue of bump stocks, which has been on again, off again at the federal level. And there's few people in the country that I know of who can explain what's going on. And I don't think you're going to like what you hear, but it can explain what's going on, the arguments that are being used, the arguments maybe that haven't been used to enable the government to once again stuff it to the Constitution and tell people, if you try to do something constitutional, we'll put you in jail. How's that for a government being under control of their representatives and abiding by the Constitution? Well, just another day here in Washington. Len Savage is the head of Historic Arms, and he knows a little bit about machine guns, what one is, what one isn't, what the law on paper passed by Congress says about machine guns, and what the law has pulled out of the air by the latest edicts tells us what a machine gun is. Man, if you can keep your head from exploding for the next hour, you're doing well. Because at one point, I thought I was, when I was reviewing some material that Len Savage sent me, I thought I was reading through the discussions of medieval scholars talking about how many angels could fit on the head of a pin. Len, it's really that bizarre.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, it's usually more bizarre than people even realize. It's Byzantine. The firearms regulation is very hard to wrap your mind around it, and it doesn't make any sense. And you'll get a headache looking for logic unless you look at it through the prism of a bureaucrat, and then suddenly things will come into focus. You're like, oh, okay, I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
And if I might submit, through the prism of a bureaucrat who is not necessarily interested in justice, not necessarily even interested in logic, he's interested in control.
Well, it's government. I mean, the fact is, yes, it's the largest employer in our country, our own government. Government encroachment in general is that. And it's... not that there's not decent folks in government, but hey, true. Let's take a look at the Department of Justice here as of late, what's just in the last week or so been released. Talk about a criminal enterprise. Talk about something that, the Department of Just Us. Make sure there's a hyphen in there because that's what it is.
Good.
Everybody was in the last 24 hours going, oh, my gosh, we just can't believe it's that bad. I sat back and cackled and said, wow, you guys aren't even halfway there yet. Yes, it
welcome
is that
to
bad.
The party, folks.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Really is even worse than you thought. But, hey, it's a good thing that people are beginning to see at least a little bit around that curtain and see what kind of a little squirt actually is running the machine.
Well, it's funny you put it like that because I think we're fast approaching where they're going to lose the consent of the governed if they keep this up. I mean, the level of corruption is, you can only take us, so far, and then people say, all right, I've had enough of this. And so we'll see. History will tell. But in the meantime, we're stuck with the system we have. We work within it. We pay real close attention. And we've got to watch the government for sleight of hand. Just like this proposed rulemaking on bump stocks. Goodness. I don't think they could go more than a sentence without letting out, a real whopper. as
well,
you
let's,
read this thing.
Let folks know,
pages of, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this.
Let folks hear your definition of a bump stock, and then if there's any difference between your definition and the government's definition, and maybe we have to stipulate definition as of what date. But let's go through all that just so people get a handle on this bump stock issue, because it's been made to be pretty confusing, at least for me.
Well, I wonder if we shouldn't back up a little bit here and lay some groundwork so people can wrap their mind around this. In order to understand the ridiculousness that is this bump stock thing and the ban, you got to understand, why do we have bump stocks in the first place?
Good.
You know, why do we have bump stocks?
Well, could I offer this way of describing it? It's a government solution to a problem government made.
Well, it's actually a citizen solution to a problem government made. All right, and then government compounded the problem by constantly, you know, changing what the goalpost was, what compliance was.
Right.
You know, they never wanted compliance. That's one thing that it is painfully obvious here. They don't want people complying. There's a 500,000 of these that were commercially made. There are many versions that could be made at home, some far simpler than others, and all that work. And the bottom line is, you don't need them. But bump stocks exist because you can't go out and make, register, or have built a new civilian legal machine gun. Civilians can own machine guns in this country. Every time they change hands, just like a title on a car, you got to pay a title transfer fee, and in this case, the tax is $200. All right. The problem is, imagine if the government came down on May 19th, 1986, and says, look, no more civilian cars after this date. What do you think a 1985 Escort would be worth right now if no cars were made from May 19th, 1986? They'd be worth, multiples of their original value, just because supply is fixed, demand grows with population, if nothing else. All right, so the prices went up high. People were looking for solutions, affordability. They started looking at simulated full auto. And there is just a bunch of these things on the market. We've all seen them, you know, the Hellfire, the Hellcat, the Crankfire, the this, the that, the other thing. Bump stock exists basically to fill the void that the government created in an economy. All right, so somebody filled it, and now the government wants to come in and correct the correction. If they really want bump stocks to go away, this is real simple. Declare an amnesty. The law allows for Jeff Sessions to declare an amnesty at any time. It has to be a minimum of 30 days long and no longer than 90 days, and they can't be consecutive. You got to have one day off in between. Allow people to register machine guns. Hey, you'll know where they're at. They're actually registered. We'll pay the tax. And you know what? Nobody is going to monkey around with a bump stock. But you know what? The government really doesn't want us having machine guns, do they?
Not at all. Now, Len, just for grins and giggles, I learned some time ago that if I, say with my AR-15, or really any rifle, I suppose, that is semi-automatic and has a decent-sized magazine, I can hold my finger in that little sweet spot between the trigger guard and the trigger, and with a little practice, I can get that thing to go rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Well, yeah, it's called bump firing. It's a shooting technique.
Yeah.
And funny thing is, a bump stock can't operate unless somebody applies the bump shooting technique or the bump firing technique. You see, every semi-automatic firearm is capable of bump firing. You don't have to have a stock. That's the thing people aren't seeing here. The clear language they're using, they're saying, oh, this is a self-acting and self-regulating mechanism. Really? The bump stock. They're saying that this bump stock is self-actuating and self-regulating.
So that would be a description of my finger?
Well, that's more a description of your semi-automatic firearm, actually. Hey, send me
well, I'll tell you what. The music is coming, Lynn. We're heading into a break. Lynn Savage, Historic Arms. I want to give your website out when we get back, Lynn. So let's pick up with that. And, folks, we're talking with Lynn Savage, Historic Arms, about machine guns and bump stocks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, my guest today is Lynn Savage of Historic Arms. His web address is historicarmscorp.com, not corpse the way Obama would have pronounced it, perhaps, but historicarmscorp, as in corporation, .com. So folks can get a load of very interesting information there. But let's go back to what we were talking about, Lynn, and how we've been hearing that somehow the bump stock is such a tremendously dangerous device, and it has to be controlled by the government. Of course, the idea that guns of any kind should be controlled by the government, to those of us here at Gun Owners of America, strikes us as fundamentally, inherently, viciously anti-unconstitutional, and it's that shall not be infringed thing. But then if infringement were done away with, Washington wouldn't be nearly as big as it is. Anyway, let's pick up where we were and talk about this terrible bump stock device. And it really has caused quite a flutter, but we'll get back to that. Let's just continue the discussion about how it operates and how the feds were looking at it. Actually, you'd have to tell us at what point in time were they looking at it in a particular way. Folks, government's not supposed to be this non-transparent, so arbitrary, so protean that it changes every couple of days virtually. But anyway, Lynn, take it away.
All right. How does a bump stock work? A bump stock can't do anything without, you know, the skill and coordination of the shooter, first and foremost. It really can't.
And that's important.
This is important, and here's what I want. I think that the government, because remember, this was litigated all the way through the 11th Circuit with Bill Akins and his Akin Accelerator, several submissions by my company, several other companies, to hammer out just where was the new line in the sand that was compliant. And we did. And so the government's definition, 2 weeks prior to the Las Vegas, Nevada shooting incident, was this, and I agree with this. I am 100% agreement with this. I'm going to quote the United States government. Bump firing is the process of using the recoil of a semi-automatic firearm to fire in rapid succession, simulating the effect of an automatic firearm when performed with a high level of skill and precision by the shooter. Bump firing requires the shooter to manually and simultaneously pull and push the firearm in order for it to continue firing.
Now, Lynn, let me just jump in. I did a day of training years ago at Thunder Ranch, and we were training with Uzis, sometimes set on single fire, sometimes set on complete full auto, not a burst, but just complete full auto. And we were trying to develop muscle control, trigger control, by firing in the machine gun mode, meaning if we kept our finger on that trigger, it's just going to keep emptying the magazine. But the object was to try to get enough control that even though it were in full auto mode, we would be able to fire just one round. And so we were getting fairly good at it as a class. And we were given the signal, and it was kind of a little ragged, but everybody fired once, except one poor guy. I guess his adrenaline overcame him. But it's that easy to keep that full auto going, and the bumps, that doesn't require any skill. In fact, it's the lack of skill that led that guy to go.
So, exactly. And you hit upon that. Is that, wait a minute, you know, is there something going on? Is there a human interaction going on with this bump stock thing? And, you know, this was hammered out multiple times on an administrative level. And there's a record of this where I contacted the ATF and said, all right, is this legal? No. Is this legal? No. Is this legal? Yes, it is. Well, now you know where the line in the sand is. And unfortunately, this is, you know, the guessing game a manufacturer is sometimes posed to play. You can pretty well guess, but you never can, you know, the government just does things that, you know, only make sense to the government. You got to look at them through the prism of a bureaucrat. And then you go, oh, okay, this is all about expanding control, expanding budget. Suddenly everything makes sense.
Right.
But, so the government in this case was absolutely correct. We know what the secret report, because the government released, they asked the experts at TechBranch, what's this deal with bump stocks right after the shooting incident in Las Vegas, which we know nothing about. They're not
By the way, Len, let me jump
on any level. We still haven't seen the examination reports on the guns. We know from what the brother said, I'm fairly confident you're going to find out that these guns either had a drop-in auto sear, or called a diaz, or had a third hole drilled in them for an auto sear and turned the gun itself into a machine gun. And the bump stock was a mere ruse or camouflage. But when they were playing with them, tuning them out in the desert, should John Q. Law come because somebody reported an automatic fire, hey, man, it's my new bump stock. You want to try it? No. You know, then they get in their car and they drive off. Nobody would
And, of course, Glenn, one of the things we don't know is whether those guns that had the bump stocks on them that
were
the dirtbag in Las Vegas was he using them, as you say. Were they even fired?
The photographs show them not having sights. The photographs show them having electronic sights mounted backwards. I mean, none of it. It all looks staged. It all looks fake to me. I don't know anything, so I can't make any guesses. But what I can tell you is I have personally heard of people using a bump stock as camouflage for illegal machine gun fire. I have heard of that being successfully deployed, and that's why it makes sense to me. It's like, you know, this is just as much a possibility as anything else until we see the reports and the photographs.
And, of course, and the question that inquiring minds are asking, will we ever see the report? To my knowledge, there has been such a paucity of information about what was going on with that dirtbag shooting down into the concert, and what a length of time, and still no report. I think we're on the verge of setting some kind of record, aren't we?
No, but wait a minute. Here's where things get, I told you it gets even weirder than most people realize. What if I told you that the ATF, the gun experts in this country, that all courts rely upon their testimony, all right, did not receive the guns from the shooting incident in Las Vegas on October 1st until April of this year?
What am I talking about? Chain of evidence? What was happening to those guns in the meantime?
Why would the guns be somewhere from October to April and not released to the experts to look at? Why would ATF experts fly out, you know, October 2nd to examine the firearms right where they sat in the hotel room, and they were denied entrance by the FBI? That's right. That's the Department of Just Us running things.
Wow. Now, that I had not heard, and I think that's very significant, that they wanted to keep some of the few people in the federal government that might sometimes actually know something about firearms, and they were not allowed to look at the evidence, and there was 6 months for those guns. We don't even know where those guns were, I'll bet. Coming up on a break, we're going to be back with Len Savage, Historic Arms.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today, it's a real privilege to be talking to somebody that really knows something about guns. Len Savage knows all. He's forgotten more about guns than I'll ever know. But he's at Historic Arms Corp, CORP.com, close to the way the former president wanted to pronounce the Marine Corps, only this is a singular corp, and it's actually short for corporation.
Just look for us on Facebook, Larry. Just look for us on Facebook. Make it easy on them.
Go to Facebook, Historic Arms.
Absolutely.
Okay, we can do that too. Glad you got that in there. Now, let's pick up. We have a huge chain of evidence problem. What, 6 months, give or take? 5-6 months? 6 months, I guess.
That we know of. And here's the thing. Under the Freedom of Information Act, I petitioned both the FBI through counsel and the ATF through counsel. For what it's worth, I can tell you that the ATF responded within 72 hours, which is incredible, and I appreciate their cooperation and the effort. What I can tell you is that it verified what I thought all along. There is no reported, recorded record anywhere of a crime being committed with a bump stock. We have an alleged crime. And it is horrible what this guy did, or whatever happened. And I say that. We know that there was a mass shooting. We don't know what the mechanics of what happened. Nobody shared any of the evidence. We know a bunch of people were killed, a bunch of people were hurt, and it's horrible. It was evil incarnate. We don't know the who's and the whys behind it. And suddenly we're blaming this inanimate object that the government's now saying that is self-activating and self-regulating. Sounds almost like an evil spirit, doesn't it?
Wow.
Which is okay.
What a handy event to give them a justification for jumping on some more gun control, even though it may not have had anything to do with what happened. We really don't know.
Convenience. You got it. It was a convenient excuse to tighten the noose and let's take this. All right. We remember the video footage with how the Democrats act when the president called for it. And the NRA called for it. I was like, oh, you don't realize what you're asking for. Because, you know, I've dealt with the Department of Just Us. You know, as people are now saying with this report that came out from the Inspector General, this is really how they operate. Yes, it is this corrupt. And what's happening is, no, it was never about bump stocks, and it's going to be used as a springboard on a bunch of stuff because of the language they used. They're using the excuse of what happened on October 1st of last year as an excuse to basically steal property, take people's rights, and turn people into felons. I find
and Lynn, one of the things that we warned in alerts that we were putting out before the ruling came down from ATF on bump stocks is that, hey, guys, before you give ground on this and think you'll end the matter, which never happens, there never is an end to gun control until they put us up against the wall and confiscated our firearms, this thing is just one of the latest efforts, and we were warning that, hey, semi-automatic firearms, certainly the AR-15 would be a juicy target, because as I've already mentioned, I have used my AR-15 in my single little index finger to make the thing sound very much like a machine gun. It was firing a lot of bullets per minute.
Well, let's get down to biomechanics. The human body, with almost no practice, like you say, a day or two, can fire an average or pull the trigger 400 times a minute, several times a second. Think about it. Think about how fast you can tap on your knee or on the countertop or tap your finger against something. That's how fast you can shoot. And the other thing is, people forget this. This is the science behind it. What if I told you that the top speed of a machine gun and the top speed of a semi-automatic firearm of the same type, let's say M16, for instance, versus an AR-15. What if I told you they're identical? Because they're the same essential operating mechanism. They have the same reciprocating mass. They're firing the same type of ammunition, utilizing the same magazine. The only mechanical difference between the two of them is one has basically a lever that automatically starts this chain of events in the firing process, whereas in the semi-automatic, you have to release the trigger and hit it again to initiate the cycle, hence cyclic rate, again. Jerry Micklet can do it far faster than you and I could ever dream of. The guy can make, you know, a six-shooter sound like a machine gun with practice.
I've heard that
skill and coordination. That has nothing to do with the firearm. And so there's a little bit of a deception going on here. They claimed that an AR-15 could only shoot 85 times a minute. And I was dumbfounded. Now, they were quoting an Army manual who says you shouldn't shoot faster than 85 times a minute with a semi-automatic to the green new trainee. Yeah, gee whiz, no kidding. Don't overheat the barrel.
I was going to say, the barrel's going to be pretty good for frying eggs pretty quick.
Yeah, so that makes sense for, you know, training a trainee, but they're quoting that like that's the top speed of a dragster, and it's like, wow, another deception.
No, and it's just the top speed of the trainee.
Their whole proposed rule is based on lies, frauds, and deceptions. There never was. There is no scourge of crimes being committed with bump stocks. There are no gangs of MS-13 running around with bump stocks. There are no law enforcement agencies that employ bump stocks. There are no armies anywhere in the world that employ bump stocks. Come on, people. It's a range toy. Get a grip. Get a life. It's nothing I can do without it, you know?
In the material you sent me so that I could sound intelligent for this interview, there's mention of a pump shotgun, and I think that's kind of an interesting topic because you really don't pull the trigger more than once, do you, to get started, and then pump, 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 pump.
Well, you see, that's the other thing. They use such vague language, it literally could apply to the Ithaca Model 37 shotgun. Now, what I mean by that it's a situation, if anybody's ever had an Ithaca 37 or a Winchester Model 97, there's several older shotguns that if you hold down the trigger and cycle the forend, the gun will fire every time you cycle the forend. You don't have to squeeze the trigger every time. And quoting from the government's new rule,
one pull of the trigger.
Because it's firing without additional physical manipulation of the trigger by the shooter, end quote. Well, that describes over a half million Ithaca shotguns alone, not including Winchester, not including Remington, not including Browning. They're parsing language in order to regulate bump stocks. They're claiming they're now self-regulating, self-actuating. They're also, adding language like this, which could mean basically, maybe a million and a half pump shotguns are suddenly contraband and considered a machine gun. And they're claiming, well, no, it doesn't say, even though it says that, that's not what it means. No. Because you're parsing language now that we know why that's in there. That's in there to exploit at a later date and expand the coverage of this ruling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deception. It's a deceptive process. They know that nothing happens. And I described very much that, there is a scientific, unlike everything else, because of what was done on bump stocks and because it was hashed out so well between tech branch, the judicial branch, the industry, that there's such a nice, solid administrative record. We may not like what it says. We don't like that they didn't allow the Akins accelerator. We don't agree with it. But they were able to explain it scientifically. And you can't argue with science. I mean, it's okay. And you get it, you know?
Well, Len, the music is playing again. Let's pick up with that Akins accelerator and kind of compare that with the bump stock and see what we can get our head around. Talking to Len Savage of Historic Arms. It's historicarmscorp.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
By the way, talking with Lynn Savage of Historic Arms, historicarmscorp.com. And, Len, let's say that I did a little practice with my Ithaca shotgun or some other similar type of shotgun. The normal pump magazine is going to be about, what, 6 rounds, 7 rounds, with or without one in the chamber? Let's say I can fire it as fast as a machine gun. Well, I go, bloop, and I'm empty. Then what? That's not a real good tool for robbing a bank.
I'm with you. Again, you're looking for logic. You've got to view this from a prism of a bureaucrat.
We want to
expand things. We want a bigger budget. We want to hire more people. We want larger buildings. One look at Martinsburg, West Virginia, at the ATF campus will explain it all. And it is the nature of a bureaucracy to do so. It's in nature because they're run like a company. The problem is there is no product, and they're taking money from the American people by force in paying these people to enforce and infringe against us.
And one of the things they haven't governed on this,
and you know, we'll see. Because I think this is a stretch, and I think given what's been coming out in the press as of late, plus what is being laid out on this bump stock thing, the ridiculousness.
Now, Len, if there's really no way, the way they like to play this game, that somebody objecting to it, a Bill Akins of the Akins Accelerator or whatever, once the ATF has made their ruling, in their mind, that's it. You don't get to go to a real judicial court of law. You've had your, quote, hearing in an administrative procedure at the very agency that's trying to do it to you. How's that for being judge and jury at the same time? They got it.
Well, that's because of the Administrative Procedures Act, and because of that, that's how ATF basically makes law out of thin air. This is how, you know, how can a revolver shotgun be, you know, regulated as a destructive device like a hand grenade, yet a Sega 12-gauge shotgun with a 30-round magazine is good to go? You know, again, there's no logic to it. It's, no, we don't like that, so, you know, they just declared it summarily that all street sweeper shotguns, were contraband. And but here's the thing, they also recognized that under the law they were required to have an amnesty period and allow people to register them, since they basically, people relied on the government's approval, if you will, or their classification. We're not required as a manufacturer to send a sample to the ATF to say, hey, does this pass or muster? This is because we want to comply and we want to verify that something's compliant. And then and only then do we typically sell it to the public. And when the government changes the rules after we've sought approval and then says, you didn't make any of those, did you, because each one of those is a felony, you're like, no, you can't do that. That's called ex post facto. That's against the law. And they'll claim that they do have the right.
They might even call that entrapment. Let's see.
Well, they busted for it.
Yeah.
And remember, it's the Department of Justice, us. We now know from the very top to bottom, the thing is corrupt. It's the institution itself is corrupted beyond the pale. I mean, it's not about law enforcement. It's not about, you know, basically political enforcement. It's about suppression.
And that's the mess we've got ourselves in when we didn't pay a never mind to the word infringement. Because
what you and I have been talking about... Some encouraging numbers, Larry? I'm going to give you some encouraging numbers. The math on this is just great. All right? The private American citizen, you, me, everybody, we possess 49% of the planet's firearms. I'm proud of that number. I think we need to push it and get it to 50, but I'm proud at 49. We own 49% of the guns on this planet.
And we're barely, 5% of the population?
Yeah, and we're, maybe 4% of the population. If we were the problem, trust me, you'd know about it by now. These people would be well advised, and those are the ones that they know about. Those aren't the ones that were built in somebody's garage or Joe's machine shop or Joe's muffler shop, I think they do comprehend, and we're not the problem, and it would be really self-evident if we were.
And as long as they comprehend, the main purpose of the Second Amendment is accomplished, because it keeps these jaspers at bay. Even when they would like to run amok, it keeps them at bay because there are all those guns out there, and even they don't have any at all accurate idea how many there are. Ooh, that could be dangerous for a robocop trying to do some confiscations.
Another fun fact for you. With what was submitted to the comments, the 66-page comment, I think you've got a copy of, including its supporting documents, is everything right. Any attorney ever needs to make sure that their client is never prosecuted for violating the bump stock rule, because it will get it tossed out. This is going to be another situation, kind of like 922R is another thing where the government basically just, you know, did a feel-good legislation and broke it off on a bunch of people, and there's no way to enforce it. 922R says you can only use so many imported parts in making this kind of pistol, this kind of shotgun, this kind of rifle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That has nothing to do with safety, except the safety of the bottom line of gun manufacturers here domestically. That's all that was.
The government's never, since 1994, enforced 922R. They have never tried a case against it. You want to know why? They can't. It's unenforceable because they don't require imports to be marked imported, and they don't require domestic parts to be marked made in U.S. So there's no way to tell, especially when you're replicating something historical, because now there's so many stamps out there. Everything from Nazi proofs to English crow's foot to whatever in historic restorations that, you know, there's no way of knowing the source or origin of a part. And you're like, you know, it's, you were told it's made in the U.S., but, you know, how would you know?
And what does made mean? Does it mean assembled?
It's another ridiculous thing that they'll use as a pile-on charge against somebody, sure. A felon in possession,
exactly.
You might see them. But,
yeah.
You know, talk about an empire in decline that, you know, is basically having to bully its population. These people better get a grip. There's nothing self-actuating about that bump stock. It doesn't work without the skill and coordination of the shooter. And it can be proven very easily, very scientifically in a court of law, and they're going to end up being impeached if they try to support such preposterous claims in front of a jury. The jury's just not
going to be. Len, if they were willing to risk that, as you've pointed out in your comments, then their credibility declines further. And the next time somebody is told that, well, the ATF has ruled, the proper response to that would be,
well, it makes as much sense as, you know, the Department of Justice, us, declaring that they have decided that the law of gravity is no longer in effect. I'm sorry, but it's still pretty strictly enforced, no matter what you people say. Science is science. Something's not self-actuating and self-regulating just because you say it is. You know,
well, actually, I guess it could, the law of gravity might be defied, but only in an ATF laboratory.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I don't think the Air Force has ever left one up there. Where I live, it's pretty strictly enforced. I don't know. Maybe in Martinsburg, not so much. I'm not so worried about the ATF as the Department of Justice. And I say that because I've heard from people inside ATF, and I know they want nothing to do with this rule. There are several employees who think this is going to end up harming their agency that they're trying to reform. I think trying to fix a corrupt institution is admirable, but a waste of energy. But, you know, nonetheless, their heart's in the right place.
Well, I prefer your approach because you're pointing out that the emperor has no clothes. And it may be that for a while people want to say, man, that is a really slick robe that he's wearing. But eventually the little boy will come along and say, hey, that guy's butt naked, isn't he?
I'm not only pointing out the emperor has no clothes, I'm discussing his genitalia.
And it turns out we have run out of time, but hopefully, folks, you've gotten an idea of what a stupid thing the ATF is, why it ought to be abolished, why for years Gun Owners of America said, at a minimum, just cut their money so they go out of business. Nobody volunteers here in Washington or in Martinsburg. Thanks, Len. HistoricArmsCorp.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.